Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, time for a sports wrap. His name, the man Mark Wilson, is sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in Detroit, go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Mark.
Well, we got a little baseball Petco situation tonight in San Diego. Tigers and Padres going to 10-10. Ricky Porcello and Andrew Cashner. Cashner will go for San Diego. Bud Black has been like the manager of the Padres since 07. How the hell did that happen? And how has it been this long? Pistons and the Bulls about ready to start that game, of course, in Chicago at the United Center. So we're looking forward to that fine tilt between the Pistons and the Bulls. Come on, it's a good basketball game. Here we go, people. Here we go. No score, Wings and Hercules. I'm sorry, 1-0 Carolina on the Wings right now in the home finale at Joe Louis Arena. 1-0 Carolina over Detroit. Local scores first on Sports Night with Parker the Man, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. At the Masters, round 2 at Augusta, Bubba Watson's got a 3-shot lead. Shoots a 68, 5 birdies in a row to lead John Sendin by 3 shots. Sendin at 4-under. Adam Scott, the defending green coat winner, is at -3 in he had some issues on the back nine, but he came out of it fine with only 4 back in this tournament, and still anybody's tournament. It's not just Bubba's. Freddie Couples playing on the weekend, 54 years of age, 2-under par. He's 5 back along with Jim Furyk. Bill Haas, first round leader, tanked at 78. He's +2, 39 back. Rory McIlroy's 11 back, but he made the cut. Phil Mickelson did not. Shoots a 73. He's +5. Cut line was +4. That's it. Phil goes home. The guys like Watson and Stadler and Crenshaw, if you added up all their numbers, you'd probably have, oh my goodness, a high area code. Because that's a lot of 80s in there. Well, pretty close. Round 3 starts early tomorrow. Other NBA tonight. Magic over the Wizards by 2, 40-38 in the second quarter. Raptors lead the Knicks 41-38 second. Carmelo now with 12. Al Jefferson 14 as the Bobcats lead the Celtics 27-26 in the first. Nets over the Hawks 15-11 first. And the Pacers heat underway in Miami 19-19. And LeBron already has 10 of those points. Many other games starting coming up a little bit later. Other NHL, Alex Ovechkin's 51st goal of the season. Washington did not make the postseason. You know, that's another problem with the NHL, man. Two best players. Pittsburgh's got Crosby. You got Ovechkin. One doesn't even go to the playoffs. Washington over Chicago, 2-0 in the first. Columbus and Tampa, no score first. Islanders and New Jersey tied at 1 in the first. Other baseball, American League. Jays and Orioles, no score fourth. Yankees up on the Alfonso Soriano home run, 1-0 fourth. Other games just getting started. National League, Marlins and Phillies tied at 2-2 in the third now. Nationals and Braves, no score in Atlanta in the second. Interleague play, the Rays lead the Reds, 2-0 third. Former Tiger Matt Joyce with his second homer of the season. Weigh-in for Pacquiao Bradley was just about an hour and a half ago in Las Vegas. Tim Bradley, the champ, comes in at 145.5. Pacquiao 145 even. The fight tomorrow night at MGM in Vegas. And at Darlington, Southern 500 qualifying tonight. Kevin Harvick on the pole. Thank you, EP. Kevin Harvick makes the pole for the Southern 500, brought to you by Bojangles. And that will be run tomorrow night at 6:10 there in Darlington, South Carolina. That is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Here we are in the 8 o'clock hour, Rob Parker. I think it's a telling thing when we can say the words LeBron James has somewhat ruined this league. And not ruined it in the sense that, well, I don't enjoy watching him play, or I don't want to see this happen or that happen. But if this many teams have no shot, and you're telling me that your enjoyment of the National Basketball Association, now in the post-David Stern era, and now in the Adam Silver era, is tainted in that sense, it really does funnel back to LBJ, funnels back to the king. He even dubs himself the king.
It really does.
Good to be the king.
Because even in other sports, Mark, I think you can look around, and in Major League Baseball this year, do you really know who's going to win the World Series? I don't think anybody does. Do you?
I don't have a clue.
You could say Dodgers look good on paper. I'll give you that. Right? If you're going to have to pick one clear front runner, it would be the Dodgers.
You know what's funny you say that,
everybody
though?
Else is
no,
wide
I
open.
I hear you. But until you tell me when Clayton Kershaw returns
no,
to the
rotation.
No, I know.
Rotation, he's got a back issue, and that's not a good thing for a pitcher. A back is never good. But I'm just saying, more on paper coming in before that injury, most people like the Dodgers. Would you agree with that?
Yes. I picked the Dodgers myself.
Right. Okay.
But my surprise team was Seattle. And it would not be a surprise if my surprise team did something. Because every year there seems to be a surprise team. Don't forget, it wasn't that long ago the Tigers were a major surprise.
Mark, it wasn't that long ago. We laugh now. We talked about it the other night, about the Astros. They went to the World Series in 2005, less than 10 years ago. So they were in the mix. They're bad now, but they were in the mix. I could tell you teams in the NBA have gone 20 years without being in the mix.
Tampa has gone to a World Series.
They have like one of the lowest payrolls. They don't have a lot of guys.
Colorado has gone to a World Series.
And even now, Mark, even Pittsburgh's in the mix. They were out of the mix for a long time. Pittsburgh's in the mix. I'll give you a couple of teams that don't have a shot in baseball. We got it. Cubs, right?
No shot.
No shot. White Sox this year, no shot.
No, I don't. I'm going to say no shot.
No shot. There's a few teams, no shot, right?
Houston, obviously.
Right, Houston.
Oh, Lord, no.
Right, there's a few.
But it's a handful. I mean, I could sit here, and you'll be bored sense if I keep saying Atlanta, Milwaukee, Golden State, you know, Los, well, not the Clippers anymore. Well, Lakers.
Lakers, terrible.
No shot. Had no shot. As soon as Kobe got his money and said, hey, by the way, my arm. You
know, my arm is broken. But even they
noticed whatever it is.
That roster wasn't that good. And you know what? Everybody, all the fans in L.A., they poo-pooed. They didn't want Dwight Howard. Let him leave. He's a big crybaby or whatever.
Look at Houston now.
Yeah, okay. And look at the Lakers. Let me tell you, that's a major – when a guy – it tells you all you need to know. There's another example. Kobe – first of all, that the Lakers got
Gasol?
No.
Nash?
No, the center, Howard. That they got Howard.
Oh, Dwight. Superman.
That they got him, Mark, first of all, in the trade, okay? Of all the teams who get him, it's the Lakers.
Because Dave Pingelor ran him out of Orlando.
You know what I mean? But then to look at it this way and say – He took $30 million less. How many people take $30 million less not to play with a guy?
We do when we're looking for radio games.
Is that what it was? $30
million? Thank you, Gary.
Thanks, Gary. I was going to say,
you needed that one. On it.
But take $30 million less not to play with Kobe. That's how bad it was, the situation. That's rare because it would have been the big teams having all the players. Would have been L.A. in the mix, right? A healthy Kobe if they would have been able to keep Dwight Howard. They would with Gasol. They would be able to in the mix. Lakers, Heat, who else? Pacers, you want to throw in another team? San Antonio. There's your four teams right there, right? Would have been.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Maybe one other? Maybe you want to throw in? You want to throw in the L.A. Clippers? Five?
OKC?
OKC, six? Okay. That's it.
You know, it's funny. We mentioned the Houston Rockets. I lived in Houston for 2 years. It was long before Elijah Wan and Clyde Drexler and whatnot. And when Michael Jordan walked away to go play baseball, because he had to go play for the Birmingham. All right, I won't get into that again, even though it's the 20th anniversary. Don't forget, it's also about the 20th anniversary of the Rockets' last success. It's been 20 years since they were significant.
They won those two championships.
How would you like to have gone to those? You had a great ride. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, one of the games against the Knicks, wasn't it that the night that the White Bronco was rolling
down?
Yes,
that was during a playoff.
And I had to actually come in.
They had the double boxes. We were watching the game, and they had the Bronco.
I had to do. I was at Fox. I was at Channel 2, and I had to do. I don't know what they really wanted from me, but I had to front our coverage of OJ and Al Cowling in the Bronco driving down the old highway.
So you were doing like play-by-play of it.
Yes, and we were splitting. But did we have? We were CBS still, and CBS had the game.
No.
Right? No? No? Was it NBC?
NBC had the game. That was Marv Albert. That was the NBC game. You didn't have it.
I thought we had something to do with the game for some reason. Maybe we did not. Obviously, we did not. We were a CBS affiliate.
That was a long time ago when CBS had that was the tape delay.
Remember the best in basketball on CBS. Remember that song?
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
They could play those, but I don't want to. Anyhow, if you're a Houston Rocket fan after the Elijah Wan Drexler stuff in the mid-90s when you won twice, you think this is going to happen quite often. It never happened again. And they've been highly insignificant. 20 years has now gone by. And Rob will say, that wasn't 20 years ago. That was 1994. He knows better.
You know what?
Now.
Hey, you talk about that. How in the world, and I know I mentioned it earlier, how would you like to be a Knicks fan? Really, Mark?
To be in the number one market
number
in the country.
With money.
With money.
You know, they're the number one.
Spend whatever you want.
Number one value as far as team's
What's
worth.
What's that franchise worth?
Right. They're number one.
What is it? What's the number?
I don't know.
not $1 billion, right?
Yeah.
Is it $1 billion?
Yeah, I think it's like...
The Knicks are worth $1 billion.
Maybe a billion.
A billion, that's with a B, Andy Dirks. Listen to me. And they haven't won jack crap in 40 years.
40?
That's almost impossible.
Phil Jackson was on the team. That's
yeah,
how long ago it was.
He was an actual player back then. Not a great one, but he was a player back in those days. All right, we'll talk a little more about it. Has the NBA really kind of died? And it's not just the – you're right.
It's
don't
not.
Take the Pistons 6 years, although it's hard to remove yourself. I get it.
But just your interest in watching other games and feeling like some – like is it compelling? That's all. I used to watch every playoff game, Mark, every – are you kidding?
And look forward to them.
Right.
You're not even. You haven't even like expressed to me or even care about that. I hate to use the word care because I hate that.
But do you hear me coming and talking to you like I used to?
Not at all. In fact, right now, instead of actually watching a basketball game, you're looking at a little baseball action. You'd rather watch the Yankees and the Red Sox in April than late season basketball that matters.
Isn't that sad?
That says a lot.
That says a lot. Because it's an April game. I still would rather see them. All right, 248-848-1130 is the number.
Sports Night with Parker the Man, Detroit's 1130, WDFN the Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130, WDFN the Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.
Okay, boys, settle down. Coming up on this day in Tiger baseball, 30 years ago, on the run to the World Series, brought to you by Comerica Bank. So be looking for that. Good folks at Comerica Bank bring it to you every day, at least that we have games during the 1984 season, corresponding with the day that it is now. So we'll have that coming up, and we'll see what the Tigers were doing 30 years ago today.
All right, 248-848-1130 is the number. It is Sports Night with Parker and the Man on this Friday night, Metro Detroit. I thought you were going to do that.
I am going to do that, but just to reset everything, we're talking about the NBA and the fact that Rob thinks, and I'm kind of with him, that the league has really taken a tumble, and a lot of it really might be to the day that LeBron James said he was taking those talents to South Beach. So there's more to that story than just the surface stuff. Brock, you're on Sports Night with Parker Man. Hi, Brock. What's going on, dude?
Hey, dudes. How y'all guys doing tonight?
Doing great.
Hey, so what I was telling your screeners, to me, I understand the LeBron James thing, but to me, I really think it's more of the underdeveloped players coming into the league. I mean, you got a lot of teams taking players, and the key word they always use is potential. And these guys are terrible.
First of all, they shouldn't be drafted. The owner should be on the general managers and these people who keep drafting players. And number two, there's only two rounds. You mean to tell me they're on 30 first round, 30 players who are good enough to play in the NBA? Seriously, now, in this country, 330 million people.
This country and beyond.
And the world. So you mean to tell me you can't find 30 guys who can play? Because the guys in the second round normally don't even make the team.
No, but think about this, Rob. Think about this. You don't want to be the GM that misses on the next guy that could have been.
No, yes you do. If you're drafting guys who aren't ready, there was no LeBron James, Kobe, Kevin Garnett. Those weren't misses. But there's a lot of guys who aren't that good.
Oh yeah, no, I you preach it to the choir on that. But what I'm saying is a lot of these GMs, like for instance, we were told all for 2 years that this year's draft was going to be the best draft since the LeBron James draft. So, you know, I watched college basketball this year intrigued. Wiggins doesn't strike me as the next LeBron James.
No, let me tell you, Danny Ainge already is on the record. This is not a game-changer draft. He didn't think anybody coming out this year is going to change any franchise. That's what he said. And you're right. I heard so much hype about Wiggins. I had to see for myself because I didn't even know this kid was supposed to be all that out of Canada.
Right. And to me, that's the thing. I mean, think about this, Rob. Remember when Marvin Williams was on the bench for North Carolina, but we were sold he was the greatest player, and he went number two in that draft?
Yep.
Do you tell me, if teams knew now what they knew then, when Marvin Williams went second, he probably would have went under.
Yeah, but Brock, dude, I mean, hindsight's always 20/20 and everything like this. Look, I take umbrage to this because I think a lot of times when people hear these overall statistics or things, and they kind of lump everybody together and say, well, this will be either a good draft or a bad draft. I think it's just all hype. I think Brock, you're a smart guy. You can do the math. You can look around the country. You see a Marcus Smart or a Wiggins or even a Stauskas or a Gary Harris. Do you really think Gary Harris is the 10th best player in the country?
I mean,
is Gary Harris the 10th best player in the country?
He might be. I mean,
but the 10th best player in the country should be a game changer in the NBA.
Exactly. In the old days, it was. Go back and look at the Michael Jordan draft and look at the players who were Akeem Olajuwon, Charles Barkley. Go look at the players who came out.
Hey, Brock, let me ask you a question before I let you go on your next point. Just to show you that this has always been this way, you know, here we're talking a lot about Joe D. Joe D was drafted in 1985, and we all know who was drafted in that draft. There are three other players, only three, other than Joe Dumars, who are in the Hall of Fame from that draft. Name those three players.
And that's 1985.
Yes.
Hold on.
Isn't that only three guys?
The Ewing draft?
The Ewing draft. So we know who's in the – well, you just mentioned one of them.
All right. Patrick Ewing. In that draft.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
KM.
Rob's got the second one.
KM.
Okay.
Carl Malone. And who's the third?
Was Barkley in that draft?
No.
No, he wasn't in that draft. Carl Malone. So I don't know who's the third one.
Chris Mullin.
Wow, Mullin.
That's it. It's Mullin, Malone, Ewing, and Dumars. Those are the four guys from that draft. So, Brock, did that change the world, draft?
No, it didn't.
Well, but you know what? I'll tell you this, Brock. The one thing is in that draft.
And everybody gets into the Hall of Fame, so that's
right. In that draft, Dallas had three of the top 18 picks in that draft.
Didn't they have two in a row or three in a row? Was it Juve Blob and Bill Lennington or something?
Right, Mark. So they had three of the top 18. They took Uwe Blob, Bill Winnington, and Detlef Schrempf.
Schrempf, right.
That was their three picks. Now, first of all, how in the world in the NBA could you draft three white guys and you have the top 18 picks? All three.
I'm Dallas of all players.
No, seriously, all three picks. Seriously, something's wrong there. Look who they could have had, though. They could have had Malone, Joe D, and Detlef Schrempf. I would have taken Detlef Schrempf. I don't have any problem with him.
No, he was
Uwe Blob and Bill Winnington? Are you kidding me? Come on.
But at the end of the day, and I love basketball, and I know you guys love it too, but trying to take the Pistons thing out of the equation, but I just think that the basketball, even think about this, AAU basketball. To me, AAU basketball has been the worst thing, really, for player development, Rob. These guys play 10 games in a day.
Totally agree.
Defense, and all they do is they just want to show off their skills. When they get to college, they are one-on-one players, and they stay for a year. So now they're going to to the NBA, and they have no game. I mean, Julius Randle, if he goes to the NBA, he only goes to the left. So what are you going to do when he goes to the league? Force him to go right. And if he don't work on that, he's going to be terrible.
Yep. I mean,
assessment, Brock.
Brock, you're on the money, and the AAU is bad. And that's why, even the other thing, too, and I'm one last point for me on the AAU, that's really the LeBron thing, where nowadays, in the old days, the three best players in Detroit would be on separate teams because you know why? They wanted to be the number one player in the city, right?
Yeah. Well,
nowadays, what do they do, Brock? They all play on the same team. They play on the same team.
And to me, that is the reason that I get perturbed by the NBA because, like you said, there was always superstars, multiple superstars on teams, but they weren't multiple superstars together because
they wanted to win.
There was multiple superstars because general managers were smart and they made the right moves. Real quick, guys, before y'all let me go.
Yep.
Hey, Mark, I know you always love good articles. It was an article on SB Nation yesterday. It was about money runners or bag men for these colleges. You got to read this.
You know, I saw the tease.
I'll take a look at it too.
Yeah, I saw the thing for it.
That out. It was a trip.
That does look
maybe
good.
I talk about that. I read the article and it just talks about. I mean, it was mainly talking about the SEC, but I mean, it's a long article, but it's a good read.
I'll read it.
All right, hey Brock, thanks for all the information. Good to hear from you.
Or else maybe we can go look at Tom Izzo in his Cub hat at Wrigley Field.
Did he sing it?
I don't know if he sang the anthem. I don't think he, but he did have a meeting. He had a meet and greet with Clark the Cub, the new mascot who doesn't wear pants, and everybody's PO'd in Chicago because their mascot is a bear.
With no pants?
With no pants on.
But oh, so he's Lord, just got, no.
Like he's a, because it's weird because he has a top. He wears a Cubs jersey, and they feel like he should have, like, baseball pants on.
Oh, I don't know.
Because it looks like he's naked.
He wants the bear all.
B-A-R-E or B-A-E-A-R?
B-A-R-E.
But WGN got a nice shot of Izzo having his little peanuts or something with his Cub hat on, and he was at Wrigley Field yesterday.
But I don't, you know what?
By the way, an update. Montague Gill Caesar is not reclassifying to 14. Got to wait till next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So we got to wait for Montague Gill Caesar, Dan McNamara.
Great
I know.
Name.
He won't come out in 14. Darn it all. All right. I want Montague Gill Caesar.
All right, Mark will have a sports wrap to get you caught up on what's going on around the world of sports.
We're going to be halfway home. We'll get to some Tigers stuff. But also, if you missed it last night, the Michael Pineda.
Who's pitched very well for the Yankees. Well, Mark, you know he's missed the last 2 years.
Right.
What, do you think he's got something on his, some?
I don't, he's got something going on there, but what if you didn't see it?
You know what I don't understand, Mark? The one thing that the cameras didn't catch, what he had on his hand or whatever, is also after every inning, he would go back in the dugout, get a tissue, a pack of smokes.
Oh, you know what?
Baby oil.
On that note, Sports Wrap is next. Sports Night with Parker the Man, halfway home on this Friday on The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.